Ashton Eaton has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. You know, we talked just briefly about the decathlon. Were you comfortable with the title that goes along with that when somebody wins the gold medal, world's greatest athlete?
I would say when I was younger, initially, no, because I had just learned the history. You know, King Gustav in Sweden and Jim Thorpe, and I said, wow, that's really cool. Once I learned the history, I thought it's really important to protect that. And the older I get, the more I kind of define it for myself as the decathlon being the only standardized test. Like, it's very measurable. Things in basketball, things in football, yeah, you can look at an athlete and say, man, that was fast. Man, that was a great move. But so far, you can't measure it. It just looks athletic, which it is, but how much? And so I'd say the decathlon is the only standardized test for measuring overall athleticism. And if that affords the title world's greatest athlete, then okay.
Ashton, you know, the thing that's interesting about the Olympics, and I know you'll agree with this, is that two things, and I've had other athletes, Olympic athletes, tell me about this. First of all, it only comes around every 4 years. So you're preparing, and if you don't have a good week or a good 2 days, in your case, with the decathlon, then, you know, it's like, gee, I've really wasted a lot of time. The other is the fact that when you're going up against maybe athletes, you've competed against athletes in the U.S. trials that you know, but you don't know really what everybody else around the world is doing in your particular discipline as well. Is that all hard?
I would say it's, what's the right word? Like, not bittersweet, but any time something is super rare, it's that much more important. So to have the Olympics every 4 years just kind of increases that importance. Like, if you had it every year, it'd be less important, or like less rare, and I think less popular, or have less meaning in a way. So I think it's good in that sense. But like you said, you have all this time, and then you could just not even make the thing by a tenth of a second. It's like, well, what was all that for? But it's, for me, it's not hard. I don't know why, but I like that challenge, and I like the possibility that the margin of error is very small, because I think maybe when you're successful, it just feels that much better. And somebody could say it's easy for me to say, and I'd actually really agree with them. Like, I've never missed, you know, an opportunity to go to the Olympics. Every trials I've, well, that's not true. In 2008, I got fifth, but I don't know. I was a college kid and it was different. So I've never really had a bad experience with missing something by such a small margin. So, but to me, this is the way it seems right now anyway.
How did you feel about being the marked man in the Olympics? Because, you know, as I said, five world championships and Olympic medals as well. And you were the guy that everybody said, hey, he's going to win the gold medal here. How did you feel about that?
I felt okay. I mean, what they were really doing was, I guess you could say, adding pressure or this
right.
and that. But I tend to not pay attention to those things too much. Plus, I think the amount of pressure, I guess you could call it, that I put on myself is much greater than what anybody else could put on me. So that is probably maybe a benefit. But, I don't pay too much attention to that.
Was there anything about those Olympics that, as you were going into them, that really caught your attention?
Yeah, I would say the I guess you could call it the spirit of the Olympic Games. I remember being in the village and seeing all these countries, and it was awesome because I think 2012 was the first time every country in the world was represented with at least one person. And so being a part of that and seeing all these different countries in one place, like in the dining hall even, I thought, you know what? This is the most peaceful event that human beings have created that the entire world participates in. How cool is the Olympic Games? It's like the most peaceful form of war you could possibly have, that everybody's just sharing. Like, we're all here, you know? And I thought that was really cool. I think that's kind of the spirit of the Games.
A lot of people, if you don't know what goes into competing in the decathlon, 100 meters, long jump, shot put, high jump, 400 meters, 110-meter hurdles, discus, pole vault, javelin, 1,500 meters, and 400 meters. as you went into it, obviously you're going to have you know, some sports, some disciplines that you're comfortable with, you're better at, and everything else. How does that fit into the strategic aspect of competing in this event?
I think strategy is just kind of like playing to your strengths and like minimizing your weaknesses. And it's pretty obvious that I'm like a speed jumping guy. And so I work on those quite a bit. And I think when I go into a competition, I just really try to maximize or separate myself as much as I can during those events. And then with some of the things I struggle with, which is the obvious throwing, there's a jumping event there too that I struggle with. You try to use all the tools at your disposal, both mental and physical, to, just make the fewest mistakes, I guess, is what it really comes down to.
Your teammate, Trey Hardy, he was your big competition for you. Did that help push you a little bit? Do you need to have somebody that you know and that you're competing against in order to probably get your best effort?
I would say in order to get your best effort, you definitely need competition. You could get competition from yourself and still produce a really good effort. You could push yourself and still produce a really good effort, but you probably would get the maximum amount of effort out of yourself if you were competing against someone or something else. So it definitely helps to have another person. You could still do it on your own, but it helps to have another person. And in that sense, having Trey at the game, it was really helpful because I knew that somebody was always there, you know, just we're battling back and forth. I make a mistake, he'll capitalize. He makes a mistake, I'll capitalize. And so, it was good.
There are two significant moments in a sports competition, especially in an Olympics. It's one of them is right after you've won. And the other is when you get the gold medal. Tell me about both moments for you.
The decathlon is interesting because basically the seventh event, the eighth event, pole vault, once you clear the first bar in the pole vault, and if you're enough points ahead, you kind of think, okay, this is, if as long as I just don't screw up, I'm going to do this thing. And that was kind of the situation at the game. I think I was ahead by 150 points, and I thought, clear the pole vault, I just throw the javelin, run the 15, it's okay. So it's almost like I won before I did, and you never want to get that in your mind during the actual competition. But when you're that tired, it's kind of hard to kind of push that away, especially if it's something you've been fighting for 4 years. So I had that, and it was a good feeling. Then I got to the podium, and I think the best way I can describe it was a real sense of satisfaction, because you put so much effort. Physical is obvious, but the mental, so much mental effort. And it's not just adding things. Like, people think when you're doing something physical or you're doing something mental, you're constantly adding. But sometimes the work is put in to subtract things like, no, I'm not going to eat that, or no, I'm not going to go to that friend's house or go watch the movie or hike the hill or visit my family, because those things right now are not conducive to me winning a gold medal. So all of that work that you're doing, when you see work come to fruition, when you finally have built the house that you wanted to build after getting all the tools and learning how to build it and spending 5 years or whatever, it feels really good. And it just feels, you just feel satisfied. And that's what I would say it felt like.
I have a good friend, Scott Hamilton, who won the gold medal at the Olympics, of course, in the Winter Games. And I asked him the same question. I said, how long can you enjoy something like this? And he said, you know, it really was only a short period of time, about 20 minutes. Are you still able to enjoy it, or how did you put it into a proper perspective to get ready to move on and continue competing?
Yeah, I would kind of agree with him. As soon as the song was over and I was kind of walking off the podium, I thought, okay, that was fun. all right, now what's next? And it's maybe, I'm not sure what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Like, is that attitude maybe the, like, was my success a result of that attitude, or is that attitude like a byproduct of the success? I'm not quite sure, but I don't know. I have this innate desire to want to accomplish something. Like, somebody says getting the gold medal or the world record, that's the best thing you can do. I say, okay, I'm going to go out and try to do it. And once I do, I guess I think, okay, now what's the next thing?
Is there a particular moment that's ingrained in your mind about that experience in London?
I would say the victory lap. And because the decathlon, we share a victory lap probably unique to all sports. So every competitor from all these countries, we all take the victory lap together. And I remember in that victory lap, not only sharing it with my competitors, which was awesome, but seeing every single person who came to the Olympic Games to watch me, friends and family, I saw them during the victory lap and actually got to give them like hugs and high fives and all that stuff. And so sharing the moment with all these people who I've had to spend time away from or who kind of understood the sacrifice or seen all this building up, that was really fun for me.
I know you're going to be competing this weekend in the Millrose Games, and as a youngster, I used to watch it on NBC on Sundays because it would be then at Madison Square Garden. Tell me a little bit about those games today.
So I competed in the last Millrose Games that were held at the Garden, and my coach, being a bastion in the track and field world for almost 50 years, he really spoke to the importance of it. So when I competed there, and it was like my first professional competition as a track and field athlete that I won, so I was incredibly happy about that. But just learning about the history, I became kind of really fond of the Millrose Games, and it's a combination of the atmosphere and a combination of the athletics. And for some reason, the Millrose Games for 108, this will be the 109th, I think, consecutive times now, have just combined that really well. But as an athlete, I don't go, you know, I do all this stuff, and I'm trying to show people what's humanly possible. And when there's nobody in the stands, that's not really kind of fun to put up your art in a closet, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And so the Millrose just attracts these people who really appreciate the art of track and field, and it's a great combination.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a little bit like the U.S. Open Tennis Championships as well. Ashton, I want to thank you very much for sharing your life and your career. Come back and join us again here on Sports Byline.
My pleasure.
Ashton Eaton, five-time world and Olympic decathlon medal winner. He won the gold medal, of course, at the Summer Games in London. We continue on Sports Byline.